What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast. Create your career. This is Contemplation with Christoph number 56, and I'm absolutely excited that you're here for yet another episode. Big things are brewing this week, so stay tuned in the podcast for some announcements. Stand by. Everything in these episodes are directed towards finding a career that you love, being happy in the moment, and showing you that your goals are possible through hard work while helping others. I don't just pick guests to have on the conversations. I want guests that are also helping other people. It's not enough for me to go out there and bust my ass and make a good life for me and my family. I want to also make a good life for other people if they so choose to want to be helped. So I specifically pick people to be on the episodes that are also going out there and busting theirs, but going out there, busting theirs and helping and showing other people as well. We want to encourage people all around the world by giving them real life examples through these guests, showing you that you can pursue a career that you love, give back to others along the way, and that more than often we sell ourselves short by setting our goals much too low. Remember, you can find this contemplation and all the other conversations on christophlewis.com/podcast or on your favorite podcast application. And you can find yours truly on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now it's time for the book challenge. And I'm reading one book a week for a year, and I'm one book ahead. Last week, I read The Millionaire Real Estate Agent by Gary Keller. And this was easily one of my favorite self-help books. Yes, you heard me correctly. The Millionaire Real Estate Agent by Gary Keller is one of my favorite self-help books. Now, there's a crap ton of real estate stuff in there. And you guys know that my wife and I want to get into real estate investing. We don't want to be agents by any means, but we want to get to investing and house hacking and all of those things. So that's a big part of my life right now. And this book, the first third of it, was all about mindset and some of the best stuff I've actually ever read. And then the rest of the book was littered with great, great information. So I highly suggest you give this book a try, even if you're not into real estate, especially if you've been thinking about real estate. Give it a look. I highly recommend it. This week, I'm reading another real estate book, The House Hacking Strategy by Craig Curlop. Now, I heard Craig Curlop on the Bigger Pockets podcast, which is one of my favorites, and it's my favorite real estate podcast, but one of my favorite podcasts overall. It's really good. Plenty of great information for people that are just starting out investing in real estate and for people that are also been in real estate for a long time. So this guy's doing exactly what we want to do. He came out with a book, The House Hacking Strategy, and we are so excited to read it. I'm going to read it and then pass the torch to my better half. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 99 with Brandy Gilmore. Now, Brandy was in an accident and a bad fall, and she became paralyzed and stricken to a wheelchair and then a bed for many, many years. And her story completely goes from one end of the spectrum to the other, all because she chose to take control of her mind and turn her life around. And her story is insane. And that's why I had to get her on the podcast. So check out conversation number 99 with Brandy Gilmore from yesterday. And today, before we get into the topic, I'm going to speak with you about podcast announcements. So this week is the week that I've started work. When you're listening to this, it is Tuesday, but I'm recording this on Sunday, a couple hours before I fly out. And I am going to deliver a podcast episode still on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. You know, the conversations with guests come out on Monday and Thursday, and the contemplations, these episodes where it's just me, come out on Tuesdays and Fridays. So my goal is to still stay with that, pending on my workload, pending on my job hours and all of that. I may move things around. The podcast, I've already decided, will not stop. It just depends on frequency. And right now, that frequency is going to be exactly the same as what it was before. I am not going to lessen my output just because of my perceived whatever, like how hard I think things will be. So I would recommend, here's a little tidbit in the beginning a recommendation that I would offer any friend, I would offer you advice, is just because you're anticipating something to be very hard, and you're damn right that my new employer is going to get 100% of my output, I'm not going to tone back anything else in my personal life just because I anticipate it could be difficult. And it may be difficult, but I still may very well be able to deliver my podcast and the projects that I do on the side without a hiccup. So that's what I intend to do. Now, if I can't deliver that and something starts to suffer, especially the person that's paying my mortgage, that's paying for me to live my life and support my family, then I'm going to dial back the podcast, but I'm never going to stop the podcast. So it'll just maybe be one or two episodes a week instead of four. So I want you to take that mindset into something in your life. Like, don't anticipate things to be hard and that you can't do them. Don't slow them down now in anticipation. Just keep running and gunning. And then if you hit a hiccup, if you hit a roadblock, then adjust as you go, but keep rolling down that road. There's no reason not to do that. So this week I'm going to be traveling. I'm going out of state. I'm going to be editing out of state. I'm going to be editing on the plane. I'm going to be editing in hotels. And more than likely at some point I will be interviewing in hotels as well. So bear with me. The podcast will continue. I have no doubt that I'll be able to continue the podcast without a problem. It just depends on the frequency. And as I said, the frequency will stay with four episodes a week, two guests and two contemplations each week. So thank you as you bear with me. I may be a little bit less active on Instagram, of course, and the episodes will come out at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every single day that they come out. And I just may post about them later saying that they are live. So know that they are going to be live at the same times each day. All right. So there's a few things I just had to say a little bit before we get into the meat of this one. So I appreciate it. Some big podcast announcements, a massive change in my life. You guys know we move again, change jobs again, and we are just so excited for the next stage of our lives. So today I'm going to speak with you about one of the best ways to engage an audience. So let's get into it. So there are a plethora of ways that you could take an episode entitled One of the Best Ways to Engage an Audience. But what I think about when I study this, when I think about this, is I think about other podcasts that I've listened to. I've heard many, many podcasts. And then I think about all the people that I've heard give speeches, give talks, people that gave me advice, people that have just had conversations with me in my personal life. And I think one of the best ways to engage an audience and really, really get them listening and get them wanting more is a dramatic pause. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, that might help. But you have to give value to people. You really have to give value to people. What does that mean? What does giving value to people mean? It means that they're not just listening to listen. They're listening at a bare minimum to hear a great story. They're listening to learn something. They're listening to better themselves, and they're listening to better their lives. So you need to really give people value. You need to open up their minds to ideas that they have never thought of before. If you think about what you've loved from a podcast that you really enjoy, maybe one of the guests that I've had on here, the moment you learn something completely new, like a thought that you've never heard before, just think about that for a second. Could be something I've said on the contemplation, could be something one of the guests have said on the conversations, and it could be from any other podcasts out there. Like, how many times I can think, my favorite podcast being the Joe Rogan podcast for many reasons, has organic speech like I have in my conversations, but the amazing abundance of different topics that have been on there, the scientists, the teachers, the whomever, like there are so many different things there that I've learned, and that I'll hear Neil deGrasse Tyson speak and I'll be like, holy crap, I've literally never thought of that. And I think that's kind of hard to come by in today's day and age with the overwhelming amount of information, is when you hear something that you've never heard before, that I am fully engaged. That is the best way to engage me, the audience, is my mind is just, mind equals blown. And I have been given so much value because my mind has been completely opened up to something new that I've never thought or heard of before. And I'm that much more intrigued to continue listening to this person. And frankly, I'm more intrigued to just, and inclined to follow this person forever. Like, I keep tabs on this guy now because I know that he has some good stuff to say. Or like Gary Vee, when I read his book Crush It from 2009 and he caught literally everything that's happened in the last 10 years of social media, I know unequivocally, that is a guy that I need to listen to because he knows what the heck he's talking about. And obviously these people are going to call everything, nor do I want them to call things, but they at least have the know-how to get me thinking about things that I've never thought before. So with Neil deGrasse Tyson or Gary Vee, like these people have said things that I've never wrapped my mind around before. And me as the audience, I've been fully engaged. So for yourself, go out there. Well, no matter what you're doing, whether you work for somebody, people work for you, you have a podcast like me, you're an artist. So to me, like this is some form of art. Like I'm trying to articulate myself in the best way I know possible to take the thoughts and ideas into my head, wrap them up into sentences and ideas and properly portray them through audio seeping into your ears. That's what I'm trying to do. So to me, this is a type of art. So no matter what type of art you do for yourself or what type of work you do or whatever it is, and you're trying to engage an audience, think about delivering value and just opening up their minds to ideas that they've never thought of before. So maybe this whole topic that I'm talking about right now, this contemplation topic, is something that you've never heard before. Like whatever you do, whether it be photography or whether it be race car driving, whether it be shooting, whether it be whatever it is that you're doing, think about something that maybe somebody doesn't know that you are a pro at and what you do, because many times when you're really good at something, you may not actually fully understand how good you are at that thing. You may think it's boring to you, but then when you explain it to somebody else, they're like, holy shit, that's really cool, man. That is so awesome that you know how to do that. And you're like, it's no big deal. I just, and then you just need to give yourself more credit than that. So maybe there you have all these secret gems that you're keeping in your pockets that nobody knows about, and you just think they're just regular old rocks, and to somebody else, they're just an amazing gem. So pull out some gems, show them around, teach people. So like, that's the thing too. Like I said in the beginning of the podcast, it's not just like having these things stored in your pocket and showing these ideas and giving these ideas and just putting these ideas out into the world. It's like with the intention of sharing your story and helping other people. That's what this is all about. And I promise you, I do my best to always deliver you value through things that I learn in my life and my experience. And that is massively what the contemplations is about, things that I'm struggling with or learning in my life. And then of course, during the conversations, when I interview people, I share a little bit about myself as well, but I'm really interested in hearing about the guest. So it's time for recap. One of the best ways to engage an audience and really give people value is to open up their minds to new ideas that they've never thought of before. Don't sell yourself short and think that whatever you do for fun, for passion project, for work is not important. More than likely, you are way better at that than you think you are, and you know a lot of things that other people don't know. Whether you're a carpenter or a photographer or you're a musician, whatever you do, more than likely you know more than other people. So think about what you do know. Don't discount yourself. Go out there and share your story with intention. Look to offer value to other people and open up their minds, like I said, to ideas that they've never thought of before. And that will engage an audience while teaching them, because it doesn't stop with just us learning. It continues into teaching other people. And when we teach other people, we can engage them. And when we engage other people, we can teach them more. And when we engage the audience, we can teach them more. And the more we teach other people, they give us information in return. And it is this beautiful flywheel effect of engaging each other, giving each other value, and sharing information and helping each other. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening. I really enjoy doing this. And like I said before in the podcast announcement, I'm going to do my best to get these out the 4 days of the week at the same time. So stand by for those and I will post about them as soon as I can. And I'm just so happy and grateful that you all listen. And I say a better way than even rating 5 stars on Instagram, which would be really helpful if you have 30 seconds to do that, but just share this episode with one person this week. I think that would be so, so cool. And I would be incredibly appreciative of that. Thank you for listening, but please don't only listen. You have to apply this stuff. You can have all the best advice, the best podcast, read all of the best books, but if you don't apply it, it doesn't mean anything. So today's takeaway would be to go out this Tuesday night or whenever you're listening to this and think about what you're good at. And don't say that you're not good at something. You're good at something, whether you think you're not. And maybe you're so good at it that you don't even think you're good at it. So think about just what you do. Think about what you can take away from from that and what you could share with somebody to help engage. You could share with somebody to engage them as an audience, give them value and open up their minds to something that they don't know how to do. So you can talk to your roommate or your spouse or your kids or your parents and teach them one thing that they don't know that you know, that maybe it's a trade secret or something like that, something cool. Deliver value to somebody in your life this week, and that will be an awesome way. All right, my friends, have the best day ever.